This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel. The sun is shining brightly in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is also enjoying mild temperatures. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports that amid a truce, Hezbollah attacked IDF in South Lebanon. Troops killed six gunmen in Bint Jebel earlier today. Also, Ynet notes at least 15 Hezbollah ceasefire violations in 4 days, while Israel remains silent. Also this hour, JNS reports that IDF struck in Lebanon after a Hezbollah ceasefire violation. Separately, I-24 News informs us that polls have opened for Palestinians in their first election since the Gaza War. And finally, Walla reports from Iran that a man was executed for spying for Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted just minutes ago, sharing a meme with the caption, "Sleepy Joe." Hamza Hawidi, a political analyst, wrote an hour ago about the first elections since Hamas took over Gaza in 2007. K24 English, a news outlet, shared photos earlier today of municipal council elections underway in the West Bank and Gaza. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the conflict in Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel, Hezbollah launched attacks on IDF positions in southern Lebanon. In response, Israeli troops killed six gunmen in the town of Bint Jebel. This action took place shortly after a ceasefire extension was announced by former President Trump. The escalation raises questions about the stability of the truce in the region. Turning to the ongoing ceasefire violations, Ynet reports that Hezbollah has violated the ceasefire at least 15 times in just 4 days. These incidents include attacks on Israeli forces and northern communities. Despite these violations, Israel has mostly remained silent. This ongoing tension continues to strain the fragile peace. Meanwhile, in political developments, I-24 News highlights the opening of polls for the first Palestinian elections since the Gaza War. Municipal elections are being held in the West Bank and the central Gaza Strip. This marks a significant step towards political engagement after years of conflict. The outcome may influence the future governance of these regions. In a separate report from Walla, an Iranian man named Erfan Kiani was executed for allegedly spying for Israel. The Tasnim agency states that he was labeled a contract agent of Mossad. His execution was reportedly approved by Iran's Supreme Court. This development could further complicate relations between Iran and Israel. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli software companies face competition from platforms like Salesforce rather than AI startups. This shift highlights the evolving challenges in the tech industry. Separately, Walla Business notes the billion-dollar battle between Israel and Turkey to secure a defense contract with Japan. This comes as Japan opts for drones instead of Apache helicopters, a move contrasting Israel's recent decisions. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces that Iran has reopened the Strait of Hormuz, causing oil prices to plummet by 14%. The current price stands at about $81 per barrel, impacting global markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.